Over the years, Land Rover built a tremendous reputation for building some pretty special vehicles, not least of which is this, the Land Rover 101. Now, this vehicle was built for military use only. The first prototypes were built in 1969. It went into full production in 1975, and in a short five-year production period, they made about 2,500 of these vehicles. The good news now is, though, that they've all been decommissioned, so you can actually buy and own one of these. Now, I'm joined by the owner of this vehicle, Dave.
Hi.
This is your 101.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about this, because it's pretty special.
Yeah, this one's one of 58 that went to Luxembourg. It's of those 58, only 57 were released.
Right.
They were used as troop carriers.
And this has got a canvas roof on it,
yeah, it's what's called a general service.
Right, so that was kind of the standard spec,
that's right.
Was it?
Yeah? Yes.
And this is all aluminium?
Aluminium with a galvanised capping on it.
Right.
Hopefully stop the rot, and as you can see, as a 30-year-old vehicle, it's done quite well.
I know, it's fantastic. I mean, do you have to do a lot of maintenance to keep it up to this kind of condition?
I bought it as a total wreck.
Really?
And then rebuilt it.
And what about this one over here?
This one's another one.
This one's
based on an ambulance.
Right.
As you can see, the body is actually comes out further from the...
From the side here. Under the bonnet, what's that?
That's a Range Rover V8.
So is this a heavy vehicle? I mean, it looks really, really chunky.
Right, the
general service
like this one is under 2 tonnes.
Right.
There. The ambulances, most people buy them and convert them into campers. They can be anything up to probably 3.5 tonne.
Because this one, we've got one over here that's actually been converted, haven't we?
Yes, that's right.
And quite a nice job as well, I've got to say. I'm impressed.
It's very nice if you're a special purple lover. It's a very purple vehicle.
All the colours.
And, done a cracking job of converting it.
And running costs, you've got to tax it, yeah?
Yes, you have to tax it. Right. Standard tax, £160 a year. You've got your insurance, which is pretty minimal because it's on a military vehicle insurance, about £100 a year.
Fuel consumption?
Yeah, fuel consumption is nice if you've got a sort of shares in a refinery, I think. Anything from 10 to the gallon to 15 or 16 to the gallon.
Right.
So, in fact, it's not much different to a series Land Rover. If it's a petrol Land Rover, they will do around the 14 to the gallon. And as long as you don't suffer from a very heavy right foot, you'll probably see that.
And what about depreciation?
They appreciate.
They don't appreciate.
Yes, they don't depreciate.
Fantastic. So, I mean, the big enemy of a new car is depreciation.
Yes.
We're talking about a used vehicle that actually goes up in value.
Yes, that's right. You'll be struggling to find a decent general service like my vehicle or an ambulance. Maybe you might find a little bit cheaper, but you'll find £3,000, £4,000, £5,000, somewhere around there. For a half-tidy one, once you get to the immaculate ones, then you almost it's name your price.
Really?
So, and of course, the Americans like these now because they're old enough for them to buy in, which is a great pity, really, because from a club point of view, it'd be much nicer to keep them in here.
So there you go. For about £5,000 at the weekend, you can either just play house or you can be your own genuine action man.